We're doing the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Lech Lecha. And the Netivot Shalom had explained that every trial and tribulation that a person has in his life is a part of his growth. It's really for our own benefit, just as Avram's travels to Israel were for his benefit. Through overcoming these tests, a person can attain his purpose in life. And he gave the example that the Talmud questions what is considered a complete Baal Teshuvah, and the Talmud says if he faces the same challenge a second time and succeeds. So the second time he faces the challenge, he could say to himself, well, what am I here for? I thought I did Teshuvah, why am I faced with the same challenge a second time? And really it's for his own gain. When he'll succeed this second time, then he will have completed his Teshuvah. B'zeo pirush lech lecha mi'atzcha mi'molatcha mi'bet avicha. And this is the explanation of God's sentence in the beginning of the parsha. God says, go for you from your land, the place you were born, your father's house. Lech, go, lecha, to find yourself. Lech, where are you going to? Lecha, you're going to realize who you are. Lech, lecha, go to you. Haynu el yudcha, to your purpose. El tikun nishmatcha, to completing your soul. Mashata tzich letaken ba'olam hazeh, what you have to fix in this world. Shezeo ikar tafkido shel Yehudi, that is the main purpose of the Jew. Kedita b'torat avot, ki gam im Yehudi ba'olam hazeh lomed mitpalel v'osek ma'asim tovim, as it says in the work Torat Avot, even if a Jew learns Torah, prays, does good deeds, harei im eino mitaken et Yehudo ma shetzich letaken ba'olam, if he does not fix what he's meant to fix in the world, azay k'sheole l'olam ha'elyon, then when he goes up to the world above, shalin oto, ma palta ba'olam hazeh? They asked him, when a guy goes up to heaven, they ask him, what'd you do in this world? Perush harei lo tikante et haikar, meaning they say, but you didn't do the main thing you were sent for. Et she'aya tafkidcha letaken, shezeh haya yudcha ba'olam. You didn't fix what you were meant to fix. That was the purpose, that was the reason you were there. וזהו דבר השם לאברהם. And that's what Hashem said to Avram. שנכלל בזה גם הוראה לכלל ישראל. Here too we have a message to all of us. As we know, the journeys of our forefathers are signs for us. We are all זרו של אברהם, Avram's seed. Hashem said to Avram, לך לך. Go to yourself. פירוש להגיע אל תיקון הנשמה השייך אליך. Meaning go to the tikkun, to the completion of the neshama which pertains to you, ולתכלית המיועדת אליך, and to the purpose that is meant for you, עליך לצאת מארצך ומולדתך ומבית אביך. How do you get there? You got to grow. You have to leave the land, leave the place you were born, leave your father's house. היינו מכל התנאים והתכונות והטבעיות שלך. Outgrow the conditions you were born into. So what if you were born into the Zulu tribe in Africa? That doesn't mean you should end your life being a cannibal. Figure out how to get out of it. Don't be limited by the conditions you were born into. Don't be limited by the temperament that you were born with. Don't be limited by the nature you were given when you were born. Outgrow it. Go beyond it. דהנה השורשים של כל התכונות והטבעיות נובעים מגימל עניינים אלו. The root of a person's traits, his nature, the roots stem from these three concepts. יש תכונות ששורשם מארצך. Some of a person's traits come from the land he comes from. לכל ארץ יש את התכונות הרעות השייכים אליה. Every land has its traits which are bad that come from that land. And I can tell you guys, I see it. It's fascinating. I see the traits of the Americans and the Swedes and the Germans. We have everyone here. We have the whole world. I don't know Africa that well. We have only from a few places in Africa. And Australia, I don't know how to break down Australia, because, you know, Australia is just like Australia does, right? But it's big. But when it comes to Europe, we get to see. And when it comes to the United States, we also get to see the difference between those from the West Coast and the East Coast. The Canadians, I guess, all go under one grouping, which is also a little strange, right? But you see it. You see it. Every land has the traits that really the people from that land have to overcome. Take the Germans. They're always uptight. Everything is very, very on the verge of hysterics. Everything. You'll notice, even the tone in which they're happy and they're sad, and everything. That's not positive. That's something to work on. Every land and every nationality has certain issues with their temperaments, which are strengths, certain issues which are weaknesses. So one root of a person's traits is the land he comes from. And then Tivot Shalom gives examples which are more harsh, but unfortunately we also see, and he says that there are tendencies that come from each country, kigon retzicha v'gezel, for example, murder and theft, v'chadome, and similar traits. The Talmud says, in the land of Israel, we also had that. On the eastern side of the Jordan, there was an area called Gilad, and the area of Gilad, the Talmud says, produced more murderers. The eastern side of the Jordan had 2.5 tribes. They needed as many cities of refuge as the whole other 9.5 tribes. Yeah, Talmud says that territory produces murderers. Yeah.
Is this also related in terms of like times people were born to? I feel like there's certain times, like for example, like classical music. It was all like in one little period of time. You know, like. You can even say, you know, like in Judaism, like, you know, you have all these great rabbis, like, where they have one, you know, like, at every different time, it just seems weird that, like, you have giants all of one little thing in one similar time. It seems the same thing bland. Right?
So, this is an interesting concept that Rav Kook Zatzal elaborated on. I don't think that's what he's referring to.
Okay.
But Rav Kook said that we don't view the tzaddik as a product of the time, but rather a gift to the time. If God saw that there was a time of the Inquisition or the time of the Crusades where the Jews had such immense persecution, so God sent us a myriad of giants.
Yeah.
You see, during that period, Torah thrived.
Yeah.
We're being murdered, tortured, they're doing everything they can to keep us from learning Torah, and you see Torah's thriving in Europe. That God sends us the giants at the times that we need them. That's how Rav Kook worded it. That's in contradistinction with what historians will say, right? So that's an emunah approach to history. So then Tivot Shalom says that these negative traits, Shesholshem mitpashtim in kol bnei haaretz, the roots, they spread to all the people living in that land. So the first thing we have to outgrow is the physical territory where we come from. And that's growth. That's a lifetime worth of work. V'yesh ha-shayachim mimoledet, mimolatecha. Some things go back to where a person's born. Hem ha-tchunot ha-ro'ot sheyesh b'chol mishpacha. Those are the negative qualities that every family has. Every family has the things that they're wrong about. V'amidot she'mitzad ha-Torah sha'ah, and the traits that a person inherits. One family, they're all lazy. Another family, they're all liars. And there are traits that run in families. I remember... Oh, I shouldn't tell stories. You never know who's watching the stories. But as an educator, you sometimes see it. Like the parent is talking to you about why the kid is lying, and you see that the parent is lying to you. And you see it like the parent is talking to you about why the kid was caught shoplifting, and during the conversation, you hear him answering his cell phone and telling the coworker, "Make sure the boss doesn't know I'm out of work." Right? You know, certain traits you see run in families. It's not the way it should be. That's what he's describing. We have to outgrow it. And usually if a person grows up in a home where the parents had a temper, so that's his perspective on life. You know, that's how you express yourself. You throw a temper tantrum, right? You see adults that have tempers like babies. Yeah, usually it runs in families. So that's the second type of traits a person has to overcome. And there are other things that come from the father's house. The holy behavior of the parents when they were together and he came to the world, that can affect the children. And about these three points, to grow out of the land, to grow out of the family, to grow out of the roots of where a person was conceived, about that God says to Avram and to each of us, Lech lecha, go discover yourself. Le'agia la'tikun ve'la'tachlit shelcha, to attain each person's tikun in essence, alecha la'tzet mikol ha'tchunot ha'ra'ot shel ha'otzecha mulatecha mi'bet avicha. A person has to outgrow the weaknesses, the faults of the territory he comes from, the family, the father's house. All of these weaknesses, really, if we add to this point the first points that Nitivot Shalom said, they're all connected. This is our purpose in life. Right? He said every challenge is there to help us attain our purpose. So a person shouldn't say, well, I grew up in a family where everyone does A, B, and C. So what? So obviously that means that's the challenge you can overcome. Think of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's supposed to be the holiest man on earth. Where does he grow up? The most defiled place on earth. Incest. Every immoral activity you could think of was going on in Paro's palace. And this is where Moshe grows up. And he's supposed to be the holiest man on earth. He's in the most defiled territory and in the king's palace. You could just imagine what he saw as a child. Holiest man on earth. He overcame it. Avram, his father, used to sell idols. We recounted every Pesach night. Where did Rivka come from? You know why her father was called Bisuel? Bisuel comes from the word Bisulim. Hymen, virginity. Bisuel, the power of taking everyone's virgins. He was the priest of the town, and every person that had a daughter, before she could get married, had to spend the night with Bisuel. That's why he was named Bisuel. So now his daughter Rivka, she's supposed to be the mother of purity, our matriarch. How does she attain that? Lech lecha. She goes to find herself. And when a person can break out of the shell that he was born into, when he can break out of that, tagia el aretz asher areka, a person can attain the land that God will show him, latikun hagamur shel nishmatcha, shehu yiudcha beolamcha, to the complete fixing of one's neshama, which is his purpose in the world. And based on this, we could understand what Rabbi Levi said. Rabbi Levi said, I don't know which one is more precious before God. When God told him, go to the land of Canaan, or when God told him, go to find your son. These two correspond to two types of tests that a person has in his lifetime. There is the constant struggle of breaking out of where we came from. Building a better future, building a better person than where I come from. Breaking out of the traits that we're accustomed to. Breaking out of our nature. A person shouldn't say, well, my nature is to be A, B, and C. Okay, so overcome that. Yeah.
Akedah is also connected with idol worshiping because of Moloch. So when Abraham is told by God, go and buy your son Isaac, Abraham for sure he knew about Moloch, but because that was the battle of that area, that region. So we also like the emunah of Abraham should be so great that he didn't even question God. What are you telling me? you are God and you're telling me to present my son to Moloch.
In truth, that's a very, very good point what you're saying. For lack of time tonight, let's not go into it, but remind me, maybe tomorrow we'll start with that. Maybe. Because maybe we should save it for next week and just do it with the parsha. Let's see. Sheze nisayon tmidi b'chol et u'b'chol sha'a. The challenge of growing into who we could become is a continuous struggle. It's a test of every moment. Shal kol tzad v'shal arei omed b'nisyonot. Every footstep, every step of the way, it's a question, will a person stand up to the test or not? Take the trait of laziness. Okay? Simple trait. Some people have it, some people don't. Every person has it to a certain extent. Some people have more, other people have it less. In everything we do, we can look at, am I doing this with energy? Am I doing this the best possible way? Or am I doing it the lazy way? It can apply to a person's gait. So the way a person smiles to his fellow man can apply to everything. Right? Am I putting my all into it, or am I again doing it the lazy way? So a person can go crazy this way, right? Every second he keeps asking himself, well, am I doing it, am I not doing it? But the truth is that as we work on growing in our traits, we will find that our growth can apply to everything we do. And so the Lech Lecha that Hashem told him, go to yourself, that was really a command, an invitation to go on the journey of discovering or of growing into who Avraham was to be. That was a journey of life. שמתגברים עליו תכונותיו הרעות ותאוותיו תדיר, ותדיר צריך לעמוד עמהם בקשרי מלחמה. It's very frequent that a person feels like his desires, his weaknesses are trying to overpower him, to draw him back down. And a person will frequently find himself again struggling with becoming who he wants to be. It's a constant struggle. It's not a one-time struggle. So that's the invitation, Lech Lecha. On the other hand, God tells him, go to do the Akedah, v'yeshno nisayon kmo Akedah. Then there are tests, then there are difficulties that are like the Akedah, sh'umnam kasha arbe yoter. Technically, it's much more difficult to do the Akedah. But it's a one-time test. Just like someone who suddenly finds himself being overtaken with desire and he's about to do something wrong. On the spur of the moment, he's about to do something wrong, and if he overcomes it, he'll have had a great success. But it's a one-time success. And the question of Levi asked was, what does God prefer? The consistent struggle, day in, day out, Avraham is advancing to become who he could be, or the one-time tremendous feat of standing up to that Akedah? And that's a much bigger question. Does God prefer the continuous struggle, which is so difficult? Like our sages said, if they'd have tortured Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, the Talmud says, they would have bowed. They wouldn't have stood up to the torture. The great Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, when it was a question of a one-time challenge, are you willing to give up your life or bow to the idol? We know, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they said, kill us, we're not bowing. Says the Talmud, what would have happened if they would have said, we're going to bring pliers and start taking you apart limb by limb. We're going to bring matches and start burning you limb by limb. We're going to torture you. Says the Talmud, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, as big a tzaddikim as they were, they wouldn't have stood up to it. That's a good question. I don't know. The one-time test, they could stand up to. A long-term test, they wouldn't have stood up to. So the Medrash is asking, which one does God prefer? To maintain a constant struggle to grow into who we're supposed to be. That's like Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah standing up to torture, minute after minute after minute. So is that what God prefers? Or is it that amazing test of standing up to the Akedah, even though it's a one-time test, but it's much, much harder? He has to give himself over completely. He's ready to leave nothing for himself. God says, are you ready to wipe the slate clean? Put all your future on that altar. That's Avram saying, everything I have, everything that I own and everything that I am is yours, Hashem. There's nothing harder than that. But what do they both have in common? All tests are a journey to ourselves. They're a journey in which we will define who we will be, where we could grow into who we can be. The one who causes all causes caused that these things come to a person. Through them a person attains his tikkun and his purpose in life. And the last thing we have left to explain is why are these described as journeys, lech, halicha, and that's where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem tomorrow.